Soccer Radio, we are just about 45 minutes away from coverage of the Dover-New Philadelphia girls softball game. First pitch set for 5 o'clock, and our pregame from New Philadelphia will be with you right around 4:45. Mr. Jim Boos and Sports Director Willie Grove getting set to cover the play-by-play.
The voice of the Valley, WJER Dover, New Philadelphia.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Frank James is being ordered held without bail in New York. He is the man charged with shooting 10 people at a subway station in Brooklyn. Prosecutors told the judge James terrified New York City. Mia Eisner-Grinberg is James' attorney.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
James was arrested in Manhattan after calling a police tip line to say where he was a day after the attack. Ukraine claims it hit the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet with a missile. Russia acknowledges a fire, but no attack. John Kirby at the Pentagon says they can't confirm a missile strike.
We do believe that there was a significant explosion on this cruiser, the Moskva.
Any attack would represent a huge blow to Russia's prestige in a war already seen as a historic blunder. A jury near Washington convicted a British national for his role in an Islamic State group hostage-taking scheme that took roughly 24 Westerners captive a decade ago. 4 Americans taken hostage were killed, including 3 who were beheaded in videos broadcast online. Amid soaring inflation, retail sales rose modestly last month, but higher prices for food, gas, and other basics took a big bite out of consumers' wallets. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says there may be a bump in sales soon.
It turns out the nearly 7% gain since March of last year is the smallest since the first year of the pandemic. One thing that will help to support retail sales here, though, is income tax refunds.
Retailers are closely monitoring the Russian war with Ukraine. Florida will soon ban abortions after 15 weeks. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the law today. A judge ruled a lawsuit brought by 4 death row inmates challenging South Carolina's execution methods can move forward. This is AP News. Jobless claims ticked up slightly.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits slightly increased last week, but they remain at historically low levels. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 18,000 to 185,000 after nearly touching the lowest level since 1968 in the previous week. 2 years after the coronavirus pandemic sent the economy into a brief but devastating recession, American workers are enjoying extraordinary job security. Weekly applications for unemployment aid have remained consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are investigating the cause of death this week of a female migrant whose leg was entrapped while using a climbing harness and ended up hanging upside down off a border wall in eastern Arizona. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials offered few details. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're in tune to WJER here in the Tuscarawas Valley, a beautiful sunny blue sky, 59 degrees. Our detailed weather update is on the way. Coming up next, it's your latest local news coverage with Stacy Carmony.
Spring has arrived, and if you're like me, it couldn't come soon enough, especially after the long and nasty winter we've had this year. Bill Hodes here for Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover, with news that's even better than a change in the weather. Currently, there is an exceptionally strong demand for good used cars. To meet this demand, Chuck Nicholson's is stocked up in clean, low-mileage trade-ins, off-lease vehicles, and special purchase units. Choose from Chevrolets, Fords, GMCs, Toyotas, Hondas, Mazdas, and more in all shapes and sizes, all serviced, cleaned, detailed, and ready for immediate delivery. It's one-stop shopping at Chuck Nicholson's, with one of the best and most diverse vehicle selections in the Tuscarawas Valley. See us today and experience the hassle-free, comfortable, first-class shopping experience only at Chuck Nicholson GMC Mazda, 98 Southwestern Avenue in Dover.
Your WJER news time is 4:04, and we have 59 degrees here in Dover. The Valley's full weather forecast is on the way, but first in the news, New Philadelphia's service director is explaining how they determined which streets to put on this year's paving list. Ron McAbear says if you're upset the one you live on didn't make the cut, calling and yelling at them won't make a difference.
I know there's always streets out there that are questionable and think, boy, you know, I think mine's worse, but we do grade them out and take the testing very serious, and that's the list that we had come up with.
He says the city is spending $700,000 to repave a dozen stretches of road, including parts of Orchard Avenue and Tuscarawas from West High to the corporation limit.
So some pretty big stretches, and then we just got some in-between things that we do. We'll have Union Avenue from the corporation limit to Wabash Avenue, which that road is extremely wide, and it needs it. The rest of that stretch is in decent shape, but that'll be the major roads in that we will be doing this year.
The full paving list is on the city's Facebook page. McAbeer says it doesn't include the sections of Glen and Park Lane Drives that will be resurfaced once some utility work scheduled to take place there over the summer wraps up. And a local educator is $25,000 richer after receiving a prestigious teaching award. Midvale Elementary teacher Kristen Maurer is one of 60 educators nationwide being honored with the Milken Teaching Award this school year. She received the award and the money that comes with it during an assembly in the school's gymnasium this morning.
So, Ms. Maurer, I'm sure this is not the way you thought your day was going to go, right? What an incredible poem all you and your students prepared.
Students and staff were there. Students and staff were told they were there to hear from local dignitaries as part of a school leadership program. Maurer was stunned, but thankful when a spokesman from the foundation that travels around the country presenting the award to worthy educators called her up to the podium.
Well, I work at one of the best schools. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked.
Maurer teaches kindergarten and was selected for the impact she has on her students, who couldn't contain their excitement. The Milken Family Foundation, since 1987, has surprised more than 2,800 educators with these awards, which have been hailed as the Oscars of teaching. Recipients are selected by panelists appointed by their state's Department of Education and can use the prize money however they would like. And in election news, the Tuscarawas County Board of Elections will still have early voting at its office in the Tuscarawas County Courthouse from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Director Gail Garbrandt says they're announcing this because the rest of the courthouse is closing at noon for Good Friday.
You know, we just wanted people to be aware because everybody drives by the courthouse and there's these blue signs on all the doors. This building will be closed at noon. Well, no, not really, because the Board of Elections is open until 5 because we have early voting going on, so we don't close.
Garbrandt reminds voters that this is for the first of two primaries set for May 3rd. She says the Secretary of State is suggesting to have the second primary on August 2nd, but nothing is finalized yet. And in related news, a divided Ohio Supreme Court has issued an extraordinary fourth rebuke of the state's Republican-controlled map-making panel for unconstitutionally gerrymandering state house maps to benefit their party. In a 4-3 ruling, the court ordered the embattled and defiant Ohio Redistricting Commission to reconvene and draw a constitutionally compliant plan by May 6th. Primaries in Ohio House and Senate races have already been called off for May 3rd because of the dispute. The federal court had signaled its intention to intervene to resolve the months-long stalemate between the commission and the court if a solution wasn't reached by Wednesday. And in sports, the Cleveland Guardians are riding a 4-game winning streak into their home opener tomorrow night with the San Francisco Giants. The latest was a 7-3 win Wednesday in Wednesday afternoon's matchup in Cincinnati. Manager Terry Francona explained why the team has started off well.
Our guys have done a really good job of coming out and competing. You know, we've tried to drill it home all spring. Like, man, be ready for the first pitch of the game. You know, Straw yesterday beating out an infield hit. Those things, they matter. And that's the kind of team we're going to have to be. We can't just roll the bats and balls out there and think we're going to be good. We got to play. We got to get after it every day, every inning.
Francona says his hitters have been getting long at-bats.
They're fouling balls off. They're hitting balls the other way. You know, you're not always going to hit it hard the other way, but when you give yourself a chance, I mean, at least you have a chance. Better than missing.
The first pitch for tomorrow night's home opener with the Giants is set to go out at 7:10 p.m. And in high school sports, the Dover and New Philadelphia girls softball teams face off this evening from Dover and here on WJER. First pitch goes out at 5 p.m. And now with the weather, here's staff meteorologist Jeff Booth.
Looks like we'll see some sunshine taking hold as we head through the afternoon. We'll top out in the mid to upper 50s to right around 60. Going to be a little breezy out there, so just keep that in mind. A few clouds start to roll in late tonight. We drop down into the low in the mid 40s. Then we get on into your Friday. Temperatures topping out in the low 60s. Clouds are going to build through the afternoon. We'll have the chance for rain late on Friday, if not early Saturday. I'm ONN meteorologist Jeff Booth with your forecast here on the Voice of the Valley, WJER.
Thanks, Jeff. And that's a look at news for this hour. For WJER, I'm Stacey Carmody on 1450 and 100.9, your voice of the valley.
Thank you very much, Stacey. Our time now, 4:11. And on this Thursday afternoon, it is a breezy one. We have lots of sunshine, 59 degrees.
In a world where recyclables are being thrown in the trash, one man is on a mission to save the world.
Help! Recycle Man!
Stop that recycling truck. Keep the garbage out of the recycling bins.
Get the president on the phone. If we don't get the unacceptable items out of our recycle bin right now, our recycling program will be eliminated forever.
We don't need the president. We need Recycle Man.
Put the dry cardboard, paper, clean and empty metal cans, plastic bottles and jugs, and throw the rest away. Remember, when in doubt, throw it out.
One man, one plan. One bin of clean recyclables.
I've spent my entire life fighting the evils of litter and dumping. We need clean recycling, or I'll recycle you. That was a good line.
This Earth Day, what would you do to keep materials out of the landfills and conserve resources?
Thank you, Recycle Man.
Just doing my job, ma'am. Now help spread the word far and wide to combat the evils of recycling contamination.
Recycle Man, coming soon to a recycling drop-off near you. Visit timetorecycle.org for showtimes.
What do we do in the spring? We plant seeds and watch them grow. At The Y, we plant seeds of encouragement, hope, motivation, dedication, and inspiration for all. Whether you're getting your swimming skills ready for summer, prepping for a 5K, need a place to play ball, do cartwheels, or lift heavy things, The Y is here for you. Spring 2 registration for summer day camp, kiddie camp, swim lessons, gymnastics, t-ball, soccer, lifeguard training, and more is going on now. Register online or stop by The Y today. Visit TuskYMCA.org for a look at all of the spring programs and membership options. Financial assistance is available. New spring classes start April 18th. Don't wait. Let The Y be an active part of your family time. Find your spirit. Find your Y. Tuscarawas County YMCA Healthy Kids Day is April 30th. Mark your calendar and register today. The Tuscarawas County YMCA is a nonprofit organization focused on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
The Tee County Boxing Academy is the area's number one training center for those who are serious about boxing. Serious athletes know that everything they put into their bodies affects their workouts, which is why the Tee County Boxing Academy offers the industry's best supplements for the best workouts possible, including brands like Animal, Killcliff, 5% Nutrition, and Terp House Farms CBD Oil, the CBD the professional fighters use. So if you're a fitness buff, a runner, or if you just want to get in shape, check out the variety of supplements available at the Tee County Boxing Academy, located on East High Avenue in New Philadelphia.
This Easter season, Yoder's Hometown Market wants to continue to bring the goodness of Amish country to your hometown. Hi, this is Mark with Yoder's Hometown Market. We have everything you need for a fantastic Easter, including delicious ham, dinner rolls, pies, meat and cheese trays. Visit Yoder's Hometown Market.